Hello Africa, this is Let's Talk. It's a show where we take a light-hearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, polygamy.
Yeah, that's the truth. And actually, okay. we have to take that one back. Oh, men like to have more than one woman.
If today you are with one wife for like 2 to 10 years, you know, definitely you start feeling, oh man, I need to feel something different.
Oh my God.
Which at that moment tests different kind of variety.
Polygamy is a practice that has been forbidden in some parts of the world and also practiced in some others. But is this a trend where the world should look into? Take an example of some societies in Africa and also Western world taking this trend. Is that possible? Well, that's the topic we're discussing today, of course, in our usual light-hearted way. So please stay tuned. Now it's time to welcome to the show Yusuf and Bello Galadanchi, my colleagues, and our guest on the phone, Nis, all the way from London. In this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing polygamy. And earlier, I spoke to Alvin Ngalo from Tanzania.
Going according to my religion, which is Roman Catholic, it's not allowable. It's like a big no-no. But growing up in Tanzania, man, I have some uncles, and they had like 5, 6 wives. It was kind of interesting. So I wasn't so sure, like, if it's legal or not. I just wanted to clarify that.
But that's fine. As far as we all see, we grew up in Africa, we see these things happening. Even in America, you see there's this show TLC. You have a guy who is married to sisters, more than one wife. It's a polygamy, although it's forbidden, it's not legal, but some places they still do it. So by this happening, what I was trying to find out, should the world embrace this and take it to be legalized at some point instead of just having it some places forbidden and you still find people married and they also go out of their marriages and do stuff?
All right, so to give you the best opinion that I can, if you had asked me this question 5 years ago, I'll be like, man, hell yeah, they need to do that.
5 years ago, because now you're married and everything changes. Okay.
You know, 5 years ago, I would have jumped aboard and say, hey, man, let's sign a petition. Let's send it to Mr. Kikwete and say, hey, get this thing done. But now I'm a changed man. I'm a married man. And I'm gonna go according to my religious belief, which is one man, one woman.
Okay.
I believe that marriage is between two people, and what God has joined, no man should separate. So that's why I stand right now.
Okay.
But like I said, five years ago, I would have been like, you know, choices, man. You cannot eat meat every day, you know. You have to throw in some vegetables, some tuna, and all the stuff, but I'm growing up right now.
Okay, but also, Alvin, take this. In some places, this is a legal practice, just like we said. When you are a Muslim and you can take care of more than one wife, your religion is allowing you and it's perfectly legal, nothing wrong. And it is practiced in Africa and some places in Europe and other places in the big world. So, in general, if you don't put your religious cap on you, do you think this as a practice maybe will help people out here? Just to think about people, other people of different religions and everything.
Realistically, a lot of stuff going on out there. People do cheat. A lot of people cheat. So I think to avoid all that, first of all, I don't think any government should interfere with somebody's decision, somebody's choice. If you want to be a swinger, if you agree with your wife that, hey, I'm going to marry 2 to 3 women, that should be your own personal choice. I don't think any government should have any say to that. Come down to you as an individual. So for us, it's not healthy, man. How can you keep up with all those women? One is kind of like crazy enough, and then you have like, what, 300, 200?
And you know, this also we have read in the Bible, back in the days, in the Bible days, King Solomon had a lot of wives too.
Yeah, man, I don't know, because to be honest with you, one woman to me is just...
it's a lot of work.
It's a whole lot of work, man. It's issues, and you have to deal with drama and keeping up with everything, and then you're going to add like more than one, man.
You don't think you can handle that?
To me, nah, man. I don't think I can.
Thank you, Alvin Gallo. This is Let's Talk with your host, Sunday Shomari, and we are discussing polygamy. Back to the studio. Tef Tef, how do you think about polygamy?
Assuming that marriage is a social construct, right? I'm trying to make this very, you know, philosophical.
It's okay. Or,
you know, so
assuming
that, you know, you have marriage, you know, weddings in between one man and a woman and stuff like that,
yeah,
to have a family.
Yes.
If polygamy helps socially, uh-huh, perhaps it's something that should be encouraged. But again, I don't think it should be for the reasons that we automatically assume, which is one man trying to have, you know, sex with a lot of women, or one woman trying to have sex with a lot of men. But if, for example, you know, they used to do it back in the day where a mother, if she, you know, loses her husband, the brother would come in
and take over.
And
yeah,
take over. Things of sorts where, you know, it keeps the social construct together.
Right.
I know there's an example in Brazil which is very... I always relate to that when it comes to, like, you know, having different social constructs everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
They make sure that the woman who is, you know, ready to have a baby has sex with over eight guys in the village. And what that creates is there's no paternity test in that village. So what that creates...
So who do you know is the father?
But since you don't know, you raise that kid as if it's your own. So you have eight men taking care of one family.
Oh, my goodness.
So, yeah, in that sense...
Where
yeah,
is that?
It's in the Brazil. I want to say River Women of Brazil. That's what the book that I read was called, I think. And
wow,
they do that, yeah. And again, in that sense, you know, if you bring that to the U.S., nobody would, you know, people would go crazy. You know, how dare you have, you know, women.
I mean,
yeah.
Well, yeah, what you're saying is close to what they call polyandry. It's a practice whereby a woman can be married by 3 to 4 different men.
Mm-hmm.
And they allow that, and they don't have a problem. Every man gets their turn, and life goes yeah, on. So
Exactly. But well, if it keeps the family together.
I
know,
I understand.
Yeah.
So this is for keeping families together. I don't know about me, but I don't know about you, my friend in London. Niss, what do you think about that?
Well, of course, I'm the only girl on this panel. I am totally against anything that allows a man or a woman to have more than one partner, legally or illegally.
Okay.
So I know that Muslims and probably other religions or other cultures allow it. And I don't want to speak from a Christian perspective. I just think that if you're with one person, be with that person. And when you feel like the course, you've run its course, or you don't love that person anymore for whatever reason, you were contracted together, bind by love or whatever, then get out and get somebody else. At first, kings and presidents having more than one wife, I think it's a total distraction.
Total destruction.
Bad enough to have a trend. You mm-hmm, ask whether this is a trend we should follow. No.
Okay.
Heck no. This is not a trend we should be looking at. This is a trend we should be trying to get rid of, eliminate that trend where a man that is legally married or... Mostly, you know, men are looked upon as being the one in a polygamous relationship, but some women do it, so, and they do it very well too. But
right,
it's mostly men. But no, it shouldn't.
You heard
shouldn't
that point. Women do it very well.
We should be trying to kill it. It's not right.
Okay.
If you're married,
yes,
stay there, and if it's not working, get out. If you're keen and all your wealth allows you to have as many women, then you're not being focused on running a country or a town or whatever. I think it's a total distraction. I totally disagree with it for all the right reasons.
Okay.
Health reasons, you know, being focused on family. I like the fact that a woman needs to have a man. If she has kids, then go find another husband. Don't
right,
impose on a woman to marry the dead husband's brother, because that husband is... Let her pick her husband. This is us going back from civilization.
Right.
That's how I see it.
That's
I don't think
it.
We should be looking at that trend as something we should, like, take and grow from it. I think it's us moving backwards. I don't think it's civilization at all. No, I'm not for it. You don't like the person you're with, your king, president, a doorman, a homeless guy, stay with one partner.
Okay. One partner, one marriage. Go stay in there, whatever it works
like
or not.
It.
If it doesn't work, get out. I got you.
Just
okay.
Don't sleep with more than one person at a time.
Okay. I understand your point in this, but let me find out, my friend Yusuf here. Yusuf, what do you think about this trend, my brother?
Well, this is a very interesting topic.
I know where he's going with
yeah.
this.
Well, actually, the first thing that comes to my mind when you just said the topic to me, I just said, oh, wow, this is very, very interesting. Yeah. Because I kind of think to look at it in different dimension, mm-hmm. Considering the fact that there are some religion that they believe having been in a polygamous situations is quite right, mm-hmm. and while some religions did not believe in that, and mm-hmm. as someone who comes from Africa, and most of the in I think generally in African countries mm-hmm. is allowed, you know. Well, I believe having been in a polygamous situation as a man, having two or three more wives, that to me mm-hmm. it's perfect.
Okay.
Because of course.
Hold on, let me explain.
Hold on, listeners. Let him explain it. You'll answer it.
Yeah.
Hold on.
The reason being, you would try to being you with two or three wives, three to four wives. That would gives you the ability. That would kind of let you to be with them, so that you won't be playing around, or you won't be playing other games outside.
Right.
But being the fact that, oh, today I'm with this and, you know, I have...
Tomorrow
I'll be, you know...
Another one in the third day.
It's pretty much better than... You know, no. If you look at it health-wise...
Right.
If you look at it health-wise, you know, it's pretty much better you stick to the ones you've known rather than going outside from one angle to another angle, which you don't know.
You're talking about legal here.
And biologically, when you look at it...
polygamous legally. He said, just being polygamous, period. You could do it legally or illegally. So
it's legally, as far as I'm concerned.
He's talking about illegal marriage.
Yeah, legal marriage.
In,
African I'm talking about legal marriage. You know. Why you gotta be so rude? Don't you know I'm human too? Why you gotta be so rude? I'm gonna marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Marry you anyway. Marry that girl. Yeah, no matter what you say. Marry that girl. It will be a family.
For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa service. I'm your host, Sunday Shamari. I'm here in our Washington studio with Taf Taf and Yusuf, as well as Nisnis on the phone. So many interesting views on the issue and so many differences. Another person with her own take on the issue is Tumba Kanuka, who hails from Lusaka, Zambia. And first, I wanted to know, should this practice be legalized around the world?
I think it should become legal.
Why is that?
Whether they want it or not, because mm-hmm. polygamy is still going on. Whether they allow it or not, people still go on with that, even in places where they don't allow it. Mm-hmm. I mean, a person can be married, but guess what? Mm. To have all these
concubines are
everywhere.
Out.
Yeah, and that's the same thing. It comes to the same thing.
Oh, my God. So that means men... Is it a problem with men being from this saying that men are from Mars, women from Venus? Is it about men that they cannot be satisfied with one woman, or what is it?
Yeah, actually, it's a problem with men.
Come on, men, you always put it to the men, huh?
No, it's the truth. I mean, women are there who want some, you know, but women are always like, you know, if you one man, if you have one man, it's one man.
Uh-huh.
But men like, you know, testing all these dishes. Tomorrow they want some kachumbari.
Tomorrow they want pizza.
Yeah, the other day they want some chapati. And they'll never stop. They want to eat all the recipes.
Oh, Tumba. Why you always put it on the men, Tumba? They'll come back to you. Men are listening, Tumba.
Yeah, and that's it. And they know. While they're listening, they are saying, right now they're agreeing, like, yeah, that's the truth. they can't even deny it because that's the truth.
Tumba. Matumba, when you say that, we have this thing in Tanzania they call mchepuko. That people are married, mchepuko.
Uh-huh.
It's a slang, a Swahili slang. And they say people are married, but still they have other girlfriends around. But at the same time, they say they have something called Serengeti boys. These are young men or young boys.
Oh, the young.
Yeah, with all these older women with them. Now, what's up with that?
Actually, you know where it all starts? Mm-hmm. It all starts with men.
Oh, really?
They go and do this, it's called Nyumbadogo or something in Tanzania.
Yeah, in Tanzania called Nyumbadogo, that's right. Yeah. Which means it's a concubine.
Too much everywhere.
Mm.
By the time they come to the wife,
she
wouldn't want to do anything and the wife would want something.
So the thing is, Tumba, is that not only that men like to have more than one woman, but I think what you're telling me here is like also women do the same, have more than one man. But the only thing is, women become more secretive and nobody finds out.
Yeah, and that's the truth. And actually, we have to take that one back. Men like to have more than one woman.
Too bad. Now you're changing the whole game here.
And that's how it is.
But Tumba, also, I have seen a lot of women who say, listen, if I have a husband who takes care of me, gives me everything I want, I don't care if there's another woman.
Oh, no, believe me, they'll say that. But when the whole thing starts, it all changes.
Really?
Because no one believes in, I mean, we don't believe in, like, you know, sharing and stuff like that.
Really?
We women are stingy.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm. So what is the motive behind when a woman just says, okay, I don't care, I just want to get my money or what, I just want to enjoy it whenever I can? What's the motive behind it?
Well, I mean, like, if the woman says that, and she puts it like that, believe it never works out the whole time like that.
Can I have your daughter for the rest of my life? Say yes, 'cause I need to know. Say I'll never get your blessing till the day I die. Tough luck, my friend. But no still means no.
Thank you, Tumba Kanoka from Lusaka, Zambia. And a reminder tonight on Let's Talk, we're discussing polygamy. And back to the studio, Yusuf, you had a point about a biological factor.
When you look at it biologically, yeah, you know, at least we are all humans, you know. So definitely if... Today you are with one wife for like two to 10 years, you know. Definitely you start feeling, oh man, I need to feel the
something
new
different.
Test, something different.
Oh my God.
Which at that moment you are allowed to.
Because kinda, you have a second wife.
Exactly.
To play
so
the,
you can test different kind of varieties.
Exactly. To play the devil's advocate here, just how would you feel about a woman doing that as well?
Well, I believe by the time you satisfied her, she will not have any other feelings outside. Yeah, because it's all about satisfaction.
Exactly.
You know, so by the time you satisfied her, definitely she will not start looking at another one.
Yeah. And let's come to Nisnis, because you are a woman. You can help us in this area. Maybe, let's just ask, maybe if you have a husband who also happens to have another woman, but he gives you everything you want, everything you like, all the good things you like, is it still going to be a problem? Because I've seen women who are happy in the marriage with the polygamy
always
setup.
Always a problem for me. Always a problem for me.
Tell me about
When it comes to a union, a marriage, I don't believe in sharing. The moment I know about it, it's off, because it's not something that I think should be shared like that. I think it's sacred. And that's just my opinion from the way I view life.
So do you look at the other...
My father is Muslim. And you know what? I come from that kind of background.
Oh, okay.
Yes, my father had two wives.
Oh, okay.
Yes. But I am a Christian. So I'm not looking at it from being a Christian. I'm looking at it from when you're dedicated. This is a union. This is a sacred union. How do you share it? How do you do it? How do you love them equally? I don't think it's possible. But I understand that a man is going to wander off. And I understand what my colleague there was saying, that it's better off for safety reasons. He's going to cheat anyway. Most men do.
So do you think ladies doesn't cheat outside the marriage?
I get his point, but I'm not going to endorse that being legal ever or being allowed or being all right. It's not okay in my books.
And in your books is not okay. Thank you for mentioning that. But there's a good question Yusuf asked here.
And I don't want, why do I don't women?
I know this is, but help us here. It's good to get a woman's perspective.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Why do women also cheat when they're married? Some women also cheat. Why that happens?
I never said they don't cheat. You see, I was the first to say women do it and they do it well too.
Oh yeah, you're right.
But what I'm saying is not the a trend that well. We should look at. look upon us moving into that direction and making it legal. I just think it's like how we started, and that's a whole different thing with the gay and lesbian thing. We started talking about it. Is this a trend we should be looking at? And now we're really looking at it, and it's becoming part of our lives.
It's happening.
I know it's going
to
happen.
I want to point out something to you.
Okay.
I want to point out something to you, you know. As you have said, could it be possible for a man to love equally, to love two or three wives equally? Yes, of course, it's absolutely possible.
Can you please explain?
Yes.
Help us.
That's what I want to explain to you. Because as the God created us, you know, we are much more stronger than women when it comes to empathy and or whatever. You know, we women are strong. You know, so you can have the feelings. Oh, I have feelings on this one. And you can as well have feelings on the second wife equally. Because as long as you get what you want from the two parties, the two wives, definitely you're bound to give them the right, the equal right as they are, as
But here's a question. Let me play devil's advocate, as my friend Tef said. How do you possibly love two different women? Like you said, one was with you. Exactly. One was with you maybe for 10 years. You're so accustomed to her. You see her every day. And then you say, you know what? I want to see something different.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, you have a whole different woman.
Yeah.
Now, your love for this different woman is going to be different because this one has been 10 years. It's already done, you know?
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this is sparkling new.
Absolutely.
And how are you going to maintain that same love?
Yeah, this one, you know, is a mindset.
Okay.
You know, it's all about you as an individual.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think you're going to be just to those two folks, the two wives?
The two women in
your heart? Despite the fact that you are married to her for so long, and this one you married her just for a couple of months, and you are expected to give them equal love.
But love, how would you divide your love?
It's very possible. That's why I said it's a mindset. You know, when you have the feeling, or when you said, okay, I love this one, quite, and really, you truly love her, then you can as well, if you love another one, the second one, you would truly show the love you have for her.
So for you, Nisnis, what do you think when you come to three and then four? You can still divide that?
Well, listen, I always boast that I have about at least six best friends, and it's true. I love them all daily. And this was a running joke at my birthday. So it's possible to love people. And, you know, normally people say I have one best friend, I have two best friends. I have at least six, and they all serve a different purpose, and I love them all daily. So I think it's possible. But talking about a union, a marriage, I don't know, because you get very intimate. Now, let's not get into that. It's much deeper than that. So I don't know about being in love with three people like that, but I'm sure it's feasible. It's humanly feasible. I'm not going to eliminate that.
I'm
are tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
It already takes people in relationships years and years and years to truly know who the other person is. When you continue to add, you know, people to that list, it becomes increasingly difficult. And of course, just like if my spouse were to cheat on me with somebody else, there's always going to be that air of jealousy. So for you to have, you know, the first wife, the second wife, third wife, et cetera, it creates, I think, a really hostile dynamic, first and foremost among the wives, secondly among the children, because if you are the child of a polygamous man or woman, then it's really difficult to kind of know your space and know your role in that family. I mean, I think to each his own. I think if in those situations feel that they're happy and that they're satisfied, but there are also, I think, implications to that type of behavior. And I really think that sometimes that happiness is only momentary. It's not long term. And I don't see it realistically really being able to work.
This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing polygamy. It's time now for the unusual story of the week. A routine traffic stop in Colorado Springs in the USA ended up with a man carrying a handgun accidentally shooting himself. That is according to the police in the area. The police say 22-year-old Jordan Morris was pulled over this week when the incident occurred. According to the police records, the officer observed the driver's side door open and heard a pop that sounded like a gunshot. Morris collapsed right away onto the pavement, stating that he had shot himself. An ambulance needed to be called to take Morris to the hospital, where he was treated for non-life-threatening injuries. Police say that a search of the car turned up drugs in addition to the handgun. Morris was arrested on multiple charges, including suspicion of drug possession. After his release from hospital, a local TV reports that police believed Morris may have been attempting to stash the weapon when it discharged suddenly. When you think a gun can be handled like a popcorn, please think again. The world is full of surprises. That's it for our show on polygamy. A big thank you to our guest, Alvin Gallo from Tanzania and Tumba Kanoka from Zambia. Thank you also to my colleagues, Tef Tef and Yusuf here in the studio, and our guest, Nisnis from London. Jackson Mvunganyi is our producer. And as usual, send in your comments and story ideas. We love to hear from you. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can always call us here at 202-205-9942 and leave us a voicemail message. The number again is 202-205-9942. The US country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be arranged marriages. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.